For our military members, without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, MMR, LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, John Burke. Before we get to John, why we certainly wanted to just mention the State of the Union message and all the talk about how we're going to get jobs in America. What's the president's solution? Why we're going to train people for jobs? What sort of jobs they're going to train them for? Well, they don't tell us what sort, because, of course, we don't have the jobs here. How do we get the jobs? Why we put on tariffs so that people will buy American products, so the products that are made so cheaply overseas will not be so cheap, so our industries can compete with places where they pay people $2 a day for working. What we need to do is have tariffs. What we need to do is change our concept of taxing corporations so that the corporations don't want to stay in America. If you move your corporation overseas, you still pay American corporate taxes, rather than if you go overseas, we'll reward you, you don't have to pay taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, all the talk that you hear on radio and television totally ignores what needs to be done. Why? Because the people who want to build up the economies elsewhere control the media, and basically you are not going to hear the truth of regular channels. It's all about globalization. Raising living standards in China and India and Malaysia and lowering living standards here. And the fact that you'll never hear this talked about by Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or the people who supposedly represent the conservative of pro-American position simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And now to our guest. Our guest is certainly John Quirk. He's over in Ankara, Turkey. And he's going to bring us up to date with what's going on in that part of the world, because it's going to have a profound impact here. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you. And it's interesting you're talking about Mr. Obama's speech, which focused mainly on domestic issues. He managed to leave out a lot of his foreign policy issues. But what you're saying as far as foreign policy and economics is very true. We are moving away from military confrontation, and we are starting to use our economic power, and as you said, to really benefit other people. For instance, let me give you an example. Al-Qaeda, for instance, which only had about 300 fighters about 18 months ago, now is rising up with literally thousands of fighters in Fallujah, in Yemen, on the Turkish border, where I've been, and in Lebanon. Al-Qaeda is basically forming alliances. What the United States is doing, they're looking at all of Al-Qaeda's enemies, who are mainly the Shia, the Iranians, the Lebanese, the Israelis, and the Syrians all want to wipe out Al-Qaeda as we do. However, Al-Qaeda is rising and getting more funding. So what the United States is doing is pulling out our military. We are basically being driven out of the Mideast. We're being driven out of Turkey. And instead of being completely marginalized, we're starting to give money to lots of people and using our economic power. Let me give you some examples, which are this is basically happening all over the world. We are denying Venezuelans worldwide to use bolivars. The Venezuelan economy is basically collapsing because they owe so much money to China, and we are denying through the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and certainly our banks here. In other words, Venezuelan, the bolivar is absolutely worthless. It's like 70 to 80 bolivars to the official rate of 4 to 6. So we are using our economic might to undermine what's going on in that socialist kind of Marxist country. In Turkey, because of the graft and corruption, but also because Turkey is moving more to Islam, the United States is starting to undermine what is happening in Turkey and Erdogan's government. Erdogan wanted an economic Ottoman Empire, and billions of dollars were pouring in from Islamic countries. It was becoming the Switzerland of the Mideast. The United States now, because we're at odds with Erdogan and we don't want the Islamists taking over the country, people like Gulen and 20 other Islamic groups there, including pro-Iranian groups, the United States is using kind of economic sabotage to undermine the Turkish stock market and Turkish investments. So the whole issue in the world is changing now. Obama didn't say this last night, but we are basically disengaging from the Middle East, and I'm not sure CIA or our intelligence services are behind it, but you're going to start to see tremendous expanded animosity between the Shia and the Sunni. Who's caught in the middle is Al-Qaeda. And as I said, the United States, Iran, our adversary, Syria, our adversary, Israel, our ally, as well as Lebanon, all want Al-Qaeda wiped out because Al-Qaeda is rising up. But underneath all that is the Shia-Sunni split. And this Shia-Sunni split, you know, traditionally from going back to the Muhammad's days in the 700s and 800s, there was a difference of opinion between the Shia and the Sunni. Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states are basically Sunni. There's Sunni pockets all over the place. But Iraq is now pro-Shia, pro-Iran. Iran is Shia. Hezbollah in Lebanon is Shia. And now they are starting to fight among themselves along against Al-Qaeda. Okay, let me make this clear. The Shia and the Sunni are fighting with each other all through the Middle East. And the Sunnis, the Al-Qaeda thinks the Sunnis are going to back them, but they're not. The Shia are really coming after Al-Qaeda along with the United States. Now, according to the Obama administration,